From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the world will be watching Monday's elections in Pakistan. Pakistanis, though, seem less than excited.
First, though, to the deadly shooting at Northern Illinois University in DeKalb. Five people were killed there yesterday before the shooter turned the gun on himself. More than a dozen others were wounded. NPR's Cheryl Corley just attended a briefing at NIU, and she joins us now. Cheryl, can you tell us, what were we able to learn from this briefing today?
We had confirmed for us who the shooter was. His name is Steve Kazmierczyk. He's 27 years old. He was formerly a student here at Northern Illinois University, a sociology major. He had a good academic record. He went on to do graduate work here and then transferred to another state school in Illinois. He has been called a very good student that professors thought well of. They said that there were no red flags, no indication that he would do something like this. Now, what was very interesting and what they talked about today was that they had talked to people who was close to him and learned that Mr. Kazmierczyk had been taking medication, and he stopped taking it and was acting erratically. So that was new information we learned. We also learned today that he had four guns with him when he came into the lecture hall. Two of those guns were registered to him, and he purchased two of those firearms just 6 days ago and did that legally.
The president of Northern Illinois University, John Peters, spoke, and he was emphasizing that the campus had been prepared for such an emergency. Let's take a listen to what he said.
Let me just say, we had a plan in place for this sort of thing. Our university police had practiced that plan. They showed that yesterday in the speed and the professionalism of that response.
Cheryl, do you have any sense that they were able to respond so swiftly because of what happened last year at Virginia Tech?
Absolutely. They said that they initially had put a new emergency plan in place after 9/11 and that they had reviewed and improved that emergency response plan after the Virginia Tech shootings. And it was a plan that was not put on the shelf, according to university officials here. They practiced that plan. They said they had a resolve to be responsive, that they really didn't want to have a tragedy here. Unfortunately, that did occur. But it's something that they said that, you know, they had prepared for and that they were ready for. And they detailed how quickly they were able to actually get to the scene. The shooter was in the hall like a little before 3 o'clock. They got a call at 3:06. There were a couple of police officers on the scene within 20 seconds after that, and then several more after that. Their response time has just been praised by people throughout the community, by the police chief here, by the students here, by the faculty here. So they were absolutely prepared for something like this to happen.
Cheryl, what are university officials planning next?
They say that the first thing that they have to do is deal with the healing, that they'll announce plans for reopening at a later date, that they're focusing on the student body here, holding several vigils. There's going to be one held in the afternoon and again later this evening. So basically that's what they're doing, just working to help people get through this, and they say that's what they'll absolutely do.
NPR's Cheryl Corley, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.